From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yaki reporting. 700 migrants feared drowned trying to cross Mediterranean. More than 700 migrants are feared to have drowned this week in three separate shipwrecks in the Mediterranean Sea as they tried to reach Europe in smuggling boats, according to the UN Refugee Agency. Around 100 of those migrants came from a smuggler's boat that sank Wednesday, while another 550 are missing from a boat that capsized Thursday on its way from Libya. A third ship on Friday sank with an unknown number of people on board. Around 135 people were rescued from the boat, along with 45 bodies. But many more people are still missing from the boat. In total Friday, more than 1,900 migrants were rescued from boats in the Mediterranean in 16 different operations. New data by the International Organization for Migration show a significant increase in the number of migrants journeying across the Sahara Desert from West Africa to Algeria and Libya, and then onwards to Europe. Lisa Schlein reports.
The report finds more than 60,000 migrants have transited through the Agadez region of Niger between February and April. It says close to two-thirds were recorded leaving Niger for North Africa, while the rest was composed of migrants returning to Niger and entering the country. The largest number of migrants surveyed come from Nigeria and Niger. Other nationalities include Senegalese, Gambians, Malians, and Cameroonians. IOM spokesman Joel Millman says the upsurge in the number of migrants crossing the Sahara is largely due to the cheap prices smugglers are charging.
The average cost of migration is anywhere between U.S. $85 and U.S. $345.
This is VOA News. Islamic State militants pressed their offensive in northern Syria against a major opposition stronghold, clashing with anti-government forces inside the town of Mareya near the Turkish border. To the east, a Kurdish Arab alliance backed by the United States pressed an offensive against fighters north of the IS stronghold city Raqqa. Analysts say recent Islamic State territorial gains have trapped more than 160,000 Syrian civilians in the Azamareya region near the closed Turkish border. Iran's moderate conservative parliament leader was re-elected today despite the gains made by reformists in elections held in February. Ali Larijani was re-elected with the votes of 173 of 281 lawmakers, with several lawmakers of the Reformist Party breaking ranks to vote against the head of their own List of Hope Party, Mohammad Reza Aref. Larijani's election is an early win for the moderate conservatives in the new parliament, which convenes Saturday for the first time. It also serves as a show of support for moderate President Hassan Rouhani and the nuclear deal signed last July with world powers. The World Health Organization dismissed calls to cancel or postpone the Summer Olympics in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, because of the Zika virus outbreak. Bruce Aylward is WHO's Executive Director of Outbreak and Health Emergencies.
Based on a very careful risk assessment and all the information we've gathered so far about this disease, these games should go ahead as planned, and we should continue to work to make sure they're as safe as possible.
An open letter signed by 150 health experts from more than two dozen countries said holding games in the current Zika situation would be irresponsible and unethical. The virus is linked to birth defects. The deep unpopularity of presumptive Republican nominee Donald Trump and Democratic frontrunner Hillary Clinton is causing an unprecedented level of excitement for a third party, the Libertarians, the consistent third-place finishers. Thousands are gathering for the Libertarian Party convention this weekend in Orlando to vote today for their presidential nominee. Libertarian officials said as the four-day convention began that 985 delegates and 344 alternates were attending. And the Rolling Thunder caravan of motorcycles rolls into the U.S. Capitol today. The annual event, first organized in 1988, is billed as a tribute to prisoners of war and Americans missing in action. Ray Manzo, a former U.S. Marine Colonel Corporal, is one of the men credited for organizing the event. From Washington, this is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.